On April 5th, 2009, Jeff, Dave, Becky, and Kristen from the Mousestalgia Podcast recorded their voices for an episode of Tim Babb's Kingdom Comedy entitled Two Goofies. The following is their recording session in its entirety, presented exclusively on TanCast.
Thanks for stealing my line.
Do we need someone to read his parts in between, or do we want to just skip them?
Yeah.
Why don't you read it?
You read him, Dave.
So we can keep the...
Oh, look, there's an all here. Oh, no, wait.
No.
He's saying all. Never mind.
Okay. The humpback whales.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, and you're watching Kingdom Comedy. Comedy about the kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom?
That's right. Today I'm sitting in the Carnation Plaza Gardens, so I can answer a little viewer email. Let's get to the first one, shall we?
On my last trip to Disneyland with my 9-year-old son, I witnessed the biggest catastrophe possible. We were walking down Main Street when we saw Goofy, which was fine, except there was a parade going by, and on one of the floats there was a second Goofy. What am I supposed to tell my son?
That's a tough question, but I think he's old enough to know the truth. And the truth is, the second Goofy was from the future. You see, in the future, there's this evil computer called Skynet that tries to take over the world with those killer cyborgs. Fortunately for us in the future, Goofy started a rock band called the Wild Stallions with a humpback whale named Ted. Their jams were so hard it short-circuited all the cyborgs, and Skynet's plan was foiled. But Skynet had one last cyborg, and they sent him back in time to our time to destroy all the humpback whales so that Ted would never be born. So Goofy had to get a rocket ship from Space Mountain, do a slingshot around the sun, come back to our time, stop the cyborg, and save the whales. Now he's here in Disneyland to get the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity he needs to get back to his time.
Gigawatts.
Because if he stays here in the past, he could create a paradox that would unravel every fabric of the space-time continuum and destroy the entire universe. Thanks for your letter. Let's see what we've got. Let's see we've got another letter here. Hey, Tim, just watched your video where you responded to the lady whose kid saw the two Goofies, and I have to ask, do you really expect her 9-year-old son to believe all that? Well, I'm wondering how you were able to get this letter to me before I responded to the first letter, but he's 9 years old. He believes Mickey is a mouse that can sing and dance. He believes Buzz Lightyear comes to life when he leaves a room. And he believes the Jonas Brothers are a good band. So, yeah, I don't expect him to balk at the Goofy time travel scenario. Thanks for the letter. All right, one more.
Hey, Tim. I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to the guy who responded to you responding to the girl who saw the two Goofies. And my question to you is, don't you believe all those things too?
Yes, I do believe all those things because the Jonas Brothers are awesome.
Celebrity guest voices in this episode provided by Jeff, Becky, Dave, and Kristen from the Mousestalgia Podcast. Check it out for free at mousestalgia.com.
Wait.
I think Kristen, maybe read yours one more time a little more. Because I think he wants it to get like harsher. It's like, see where he says he's trying to call it out. So why don't you do it one more time?
Oh, I have an asterisk by mine.
Why don't you go like,
tell me how.
Hey, Tim, I just watched your latest episode. Don't you believe all that stuff, too? You know, like, okay. Give it a little attitude.
Hey, Tim, I was just watching your latest. Okay, I'll try that again. Hey, Tim, I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to the guy who responded to you responding to the girl who saw those two Goofies. And my question to you is, don't you believe all those things, too?
Okay, do it one more time. Just
I can't do it.
Be like, I know you think that, too. You know what I mean?
Wait, you say it. Like, how am I supposed to say
just
it?
Just go like, hey, Tim, I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to the guy who responded to you, responding to the girl who saw the two Goofies. And my question to you is, don't you believe all those things too?
Hey, Tim, I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to the guy who responded to you, responding to the girl who saw those two Goofies. Oh,
slow down a little bit. I'm sorry.
I need a motive.
I'm sorry.
What's your motive?
So people can, you know, hear it on his show.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tim Babb,
no,
but I suck.
You're doing a great job. I'm just giving you, I think that, I might be wrong.
No,
you might use
I
your first
it,
one.
Right. Okay.
Just, you know.
Okay, take 23. Focus. Hey, Tim. I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to the guy who responded to you, responding to the girl who saw the two Goofies. And my question to you is, don't you believe all those things too? That wasn't any different.
No.
I can't do it.
You're trying to be kind of like, I know you think those things too. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not asking him a question.
Okay.
You're saying, I know you think those things too. Just go like, hey, Tim. Start it. If you start it right with like, hey, Tim, just pretend you're ticked off at Tim at church.
Pretend
like, you're like, Tim. Dwight. Yeah. How
would you say this to Dwight?
I'm a little stressed now.
No, you're doing a good job. You're doing like, a good job. I don't think you
like, I'm the sucky actor on Nostalgia.
No, you're not at all. I think you just aren't seeing what he's trying
okay.
to.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Tim. I was just watching your latest episode. You were responding to the guy who responded to you, responding to the girl who saw those two goofies. And my question to you is, don't you believe those things too? Was it better?
It was, but you
I messed it up my line.
Though. Yeah, you messed up your lines. But you're
until that point, it was really
Kristen,
good.
Just listen to me. Listen to me.
I'm really trying. It's like when you listen say close. With the keyboards to sound like a violin. I know, I don't know how.
But listen to me.
Okay.
Hey, Tim. I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to the guy who responded to you, responding to the girl who saw the two goofies. And my question to you is, don't you believe all that stuff too?
Hey, Tim. I just saw... I didn't see anything.
Do you want to read my lines and
no,
just have him
no.
use
the line? Okay. This is mine.
Go on. Go for it. You can get it.
Hey, Tim.
Well, you know.
That was me saying, hey, you're Jeff, on the inside.
Okay. That's fine. There's your motive.
Go with it.
Okay.
Hey, Tim. Like this. Like he's there and you're like, hey, Tim. You get it?
Hey, Tim. I just saw... No, I didn't see anything.
It's all right.
Okay.
Go for it.
Hey, Tim. I just watched... I was just watching...
You're going to do fine. Kirsten, don't worry about it. Just do it till you get it right. No one cares. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Fire you? You're
okay.
doing just fine.
Ready? Here it is. Take 54. Hey, Tim. I was just watching your latest episode where you respond to the guy who was responding to the girl who saw the two goofies. And my question to you is, don't you believe all those things too?
Yeah, that's not.
I can't do it. Jeff, you do it.
Okay,
I can't
do
it.
You read my lines. You okay. do the first one, the Magic Kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom? Take my line.
I did. Now do this. Do the last one. Celebrity guest voices.
Celebrity guest voices.
Kristen, listen to me.
I'm
you
too much
pressure
he on
wants
yourself.
You to do this line, and you can do it because you talk this way
Dude,
to me almost every day.
I can't do it.
You can do it. Get in your mind what you're trying to say. He's here, and he's talking to them like, well, just tell him this and just tell him that. And you're like, I know you think that too.
Dude, you do it.
No, he wants you to do it.
I can't do it. I'm trying. I'm not trying to do it the same way every time.
I know. Just listen to me. Just be like, Tim. Talk to, like, I'm talking to you. Like I can't believe
I'm trying.
Hey, Tim, I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to... And go like, you responded
Seriously?
To the guy who responded to you, responding to the girl who saw the two goofies. Go like that. Like, because you're kind of going like, I
Seriously?
Saw you do this and this and this. And I know you think that, too.
Seriously, I tried. Like, I've heard you say it like 3 times. And I just... That's my best.
Try it one more time.
Okay.
Go, Kristen. But be like, hey, Tim.
Dude, I am it! I feel like Monica and Friends, just yelling.
You're doing just fine.
No, I'm not!
You're
going to
do the perfect one and the buzzer's going to go off in the middle of it.
You're really doing fine.
Hey, Tim. I was just I can't do it, seriously. I can't do
okay.
it differently.
Do you want to do...
Yeah. Celebrity guest voices in this episode provided by Jeff, Becky, Dave, and Kristen from Mostalgia Podcast. Check it out for free at mostalgia.com.
Are you sure? Why don't you read Dave's line
read
Tim?
No, do my line.
I've done it a bunch of times.
Do it right now.
Hey, Tim. I was just watching your latest episode where you responded to the guy who responded to you, responding to the girl who saw the two goofies. My question to you is, don't you believe all those things too?
That was awesome.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just trying my.
I was trying to pull it out of you.
Well, it just was like when you used to be worshiping together. Just sound like a cello. Sound like a cello.
But I gave you. I gave you my interpretation.
I know.
My favorite thing is you get ready to do it and you start giving you instructions again.
Not one time.
None.
Are you mad?
No, but I'm done with this.
Is that a wrap?
Yes, that's a wrap.
He'll like to hear this whole thing. I think he'll think it's funny.
You gonna give him the whole thing?
Yeah, because he's, you know, he can choose what he wants out of there.
And now here's my wife with a warning about how the show is about to take a dramatic turn for the worst.
Jamcast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
link!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
It's the Tancast 50th episode special! Featuring never-before-heard audio from the first 50 episodes. You see, when Tim, Andy, and Noah record, not all of their audio makes it into the final show. But we save the best bits that didn't make it and present them to you here as a special thank you for listening to 50 wonderful episodes of Tancast. Enjoy!
That reminds me, I will be out of town next week, so if you guys want to, I don't know if you guys want to do a show without me, or if you want me to just edit together a bunch of stuff I have on file and throw in a behind-the-scenes episode next week.
Yeah, we can call it, what
is it? Tan Scraps was my working title.
Sure, why not?
That's a lot closer, or a lot better than Potluck Cast, which is what I was going to go for.
Ah, see?
Stew Cast. Just take all the leftovers, mix them in a pot, apply heat, see what happens. Maybe it's delicious, maybe it's something you want to put in a bowl. Maybe it's something you feed your dog. Alright, now we're all recording.
Okay, I'm recording too. So do we want to make count 1, 2, 3 and make a sound?
Yeah, maybe we want to count together, because then that's just additional. Like, that lets us sync up a little better.
All right.
Sure. Alright, and what sound do we want to make? It's got to be like something quick that'll...
Cuckoo!
No, it's got to be something like explosive that Tim, like, or something that. Tim
How about
can,
we just say cock?
Yes,
cock. I like it.
Yeah, that's, good. That's a very small thing. All right, so.
Aww.
We're not talking about yours, Andy.
Oh, zing, zing a ding doo.
You know what's great is that once we actually get this part like synchronized after this, Tim can actually go back because this all will sync up too.
Oh well, yeah, that's
Tim
a way to do
the
it.
Rest of this conversation.
I was going to delete everything before this. But anyway, let's, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait, am I recording that quietly?
You might
Scrotum!
Be.
Scrotum!
Turn my mic.
Okay, there we
go. I would look at your input levels as opposed to what it looks like on the wave.
Yeah.
Because, like, the wave might be kind of small depending on how scrunched it is or stretched out it is.
Yep.
If stretched out, it would be small if it's stretched out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was finding.
Okay, well, then I'll just leave it as it is and we'll do the countdown.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So, 3, 2, 1, cock?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Cock! Awesome.
That was awesome.
Should we do it again?
You know, I did loud, so there's like a big spike. So I think it'll be easy to line that up. Like, even if we're all off, like, if we say it loud enough.
Yeah, I think
but what if
we
I'm speaking,
okay.
like, slightly in the future of you? Everyone will think that I'm prescient.
Well, no, I'm saying, Oh, I don't know what I'm saying, actually.
And I'm sure it'll be about as corny and cheesy as three dudes doing a podcast can be.
And
so
like,
do we want to do it again?
Even if it is slightly off, it's something that's easy to fix. You just, you know, delete or add a tenth of a second of silence, and it should be fine.
Okay. And not Andy. Tim's the man.
Yes, Tim is the man.
Look closely at the man, because he's trying to keep you down.
Fear him, for he is the man.
Not trying to keep me down. So, this is Tancast.
Yes!
Already?
I'm Noah. This is Noah speaking here.
This is Tim.
I'm talking over Tim. Start over. I'm recording, but I seem to be a bit hot again. How do I sound on your guys' end?
You sound fine, but it could be the mic is potted up too high.
Okay, hang on. Let me say something a little bit louder. Hello, and welcome to Tancast. Yeah, that's not bad. I didn't spike
I was
over
like, did
there.
We just start?
No.
Hello, just... and welcome to Andy's a Big Fat Faggot Pass. Cast.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna crank this down just a tiny bit. Man, I gotta make a...
Are you taking a shit, Tim?
Yeah, is that bad?
I wouldn't do it while we're recording Tancast. Just what I'm thinking.
That would be awesome. I should take a shit while we're recording Tancast.
Our first live shit.
I don't think that's the way you get listeners.
I think it is.
Hello, and welcome to Tancast. All right, that's much better.
I just like that that's what you're using as your sound check.
Well, it's because if I do that as opposed to, I'm talking loudly, it won't worry my wife as much. If she hears the words "and welcome to Tancast," she'll just think that we're already beginning. I'm already recording all this, so Tim, you're gonna have a bunch of fun shit to deal with at the beginning.
Not really. I find where everybody says cock, and then I delete everything before that.
Excellent.
Well, not always.
That's true. Sometimes there's little bits of comedy gold. However, looking so far, I think it's just pyrite.
What's pyrite?
That was a science joke.
Fool's gold.
Yeah.
Oh. You're gay.
You're gay.
You're gay.
You're gay. You're
gay. Gay, gay.
You're gay.
Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay.
I'm going to cut my...
penis?
Yeah, I'm going to slice my penis. No, I'm going to turn the headsets down a little bit. My wife hates that sound. Oh, have you never seen The Grudge?
No.
We mentioned this to Tim before. He forgets he's a faggot.
Well, I still haven't seen The Grudge, so it doesn't have a lot of resonance with me.
We used to do that to her when we worked at the... Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Damn it, so gay.
Ribbit. 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 Budweiser. Budweiser.
Zer.
Budweiser. Don't vomit, dude.
That was tasty.
At least one of us can say that.
You're gonna fucking hurt yourself, buddy.
You faggot. All right, let's do the syncopated syncopations with syncopatings.
I'll be right back.
No!
So we sync up and Noah leaves. Sorry, Chris.
Sleepy.
We should both just start snoring.
Give me a second, I might.
Alright. Has it been a long distance weekend for you?
Yeah, I got...
Hey. Oh, there it was.
I got roped into Danelle's usual pattern of overextending yourself. So we got in, hung out with Noah, got 4 hours of sleep, hung out with Danelle's family, then went to Noah's reception, then hung out with Danelle's family, then hung out with Stephanie and Jeff and Miranda and Noah. And then, well, I'll probably talk more about my experience this morning on Tancast.
Yeah.
Because it's hate-filled.
About Danelle's family?
No.
Tim hates Danelle's family. You heard it here.
No. 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 Why am I worried about it? Not like I'm not going to edit this out.
Yeah. And I promise not to tell her this if you get her onto Tancast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Andy, do you know a good website where that you can, like, check to make sure another website is okay? Like, you know, to buy stuff off?
Oh, reseller ratings.
Reseller ratings. Thanks. Yep.
No problem. I was just going to tell you RedTube, no matter what question you asked, but then I thought I should actually make an at least at the face of it attempt at giving you a correct answer, because that's what friends are for.
That's reseller ratings. That's not what I want. Is it just sellerratings.com?
No, reseller ratings.
Oh, it is reseller. Okay, yep. Never mind. Thank you, sir. Alright, do we want to start?
In bad times, I'll be at your side forevermore. That was odd.
It was me playing with the mute feature on my microphone. Didn't sound any different to me, because I could hear my own head.
Am I muted?
Yes. Thank God. All right. So who wants to kick us in our crotch?
Noah, do the crotch kick.
Welcome to Tangcast. This is Noah, and I just kicked you in your crotch. Virtually.
Well, it is what we asked of you.
Now your virtual balls hurt.
We did waste some good Joe content, though. Were you recording, Noah? Damn it!
Now I'm recording.
Poop. Hey, all right. Let's from here on in. It's all gold.
Then go poop some more and...
Like a gay fish, gay fish. Motherfucking gay fish.
What?
South Park reference.
Kanye West singing I'm a gay fish. Motherfucking gay fish.
I heard about it, haven't heard it.
I've heard the song. I can't remember the joke anymore. I watched like the whole lead up to... Basically, there was like a joke about being a gay fish that Kanye West just didn't get. He was getting pissed off.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Do you like fish sticks?
That's what it is. Then you must be a gay fish.
Silly.
Yes. Shall we sync this motherfucker up, motherfucker?
Let's sync this motherfucker up!
Shall we sync this monkey fighting show up?
On this Monday to Friday podcast!
Have you seen that, Andy? Did Tim show it to you?
I actually saw the Colbert Report
episode. Oh, it was on the Colbert Report?
Yeah. It's making the rounds, baby!
I saw it on the internets.
And that's where I saw it as well, but then I also saw it on the Colbert. All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Cock! Monkey. I said monkey instead of cock.
You said funky?
Monkey.
Oh. Hmm.
We can do it again if you want.
No, that's fine.
I thought you heard me. I was doing it to be silly.
I was busy yelling cock.
Oh, I hate you. In your ass face.
I hate you. Like couldn't have yelled rock or something else?
No. Nope.
Faggot?
Monkey.
Faggot.
Monkey.
Faggot.
Monka.
Faggot.
Monka.
Faggot.
You spear chucking monkey.
You cock goblin faggot.
Honky. Honky, honky.
Dead honky.
Okay, well. That was Chevy Chase's reaction, right?
Oh, I thought that was you being quite done with this.
Yeah, no. You know what? Let's just get this show on the road. It's hard to tell when you're doing another white guy, Andy, because you are white.
All the white people blend together in one big impression called the man.
We're like a huge vanilla pudding of hatred and...
And Phil Collins music.
Phil Collins. I can't dance. I can't walk. Or something like that.
That was an interesting Phil Collins song to go to there, Noah. Technically, it's Genesis, but still.
You know, I love that video because I like the little Michael Jackson spoof at the end.
I'm not a fan of the song. I just thought that was that's not like a go-to Phil Collins song. When someone goes Phil Collins, go. They, you know, Against All Odds or what's some other of his vanilla pudding.
That's what I go to. That's my go-to Phil Collins song. Whenever I do karaoke, I'm like, do some Phil Collins. I'm like, I got just a song for you. Do we have anything to talk about this week?
Not really.
All right. Well, have a week.
We haven't even started the show. You can't end the show.
But we don't have anything to talk about, so I ended it.
You can't end it before we start it.
We started it. Oh, welcome to Tangcast. Have a week. Done.
Well, not anymore. And now you don't have any of my audio.
Oh.
Now you have this audio. It's new audio. It's improved audio. This audio is lemon-scented, minty fresh.
Your mom is minty fresh when she sucks on my nuts.
Steph is just coming down today?
She's coming today. She's staying here. Her and her brother are staying here for the night, and they're heading back up tomorrow.
Craziness.
Yes.
So, you guys are going to Disney. Are you going to Disneyland tomorrow or today or both days?
Probably both. Danelle's on a bike ride right now, and then when she gets back, we'll head down there. And then I have a show tonight, and I guess they're going to stay pretty much till the fireworks, and then come back here and fall asleep.
Oh, there's fireworks tonight? Or is it every night?
Oh yeah, babe.
Or every weekend?
Usually on the weekends, and also spring break has started, so fucking Disneyland is crowded as shit.
and she picked Vendigo. Maybe she likes it when it's crowded. I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with her. Because I went on my birthday, I was like, fuck it, I'm done. Granted, I had stayed up all night doing Tancast, so I had yet to sleep, so I just showed up at Disneyland. I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of people. I got in line for the Jungle Cruise. It was 10 minutes. I'm like, fuck it. I got back out of line and left.
Just because it was 10 minutes?
I was just tired. I was just not feeling. And also, where I was standing, there was just so many people shuffling by. I was like, I'm done.
And so you walked in and just walked right back out. Love the event?
Oh, no. I did other shit while I was there. But, I finally... Because I was trying to film something. And also because my tiredness, just I kept fucking it up. I was like, oh, I'm so done with this. And I kept trying to find it. Because normally I can find a spot where, nobody really is. And I could just start, doing one of my Kingdom Commies or whatever. But everywhere I started to be, someone ran, hey, you got a Camry film and shit.
Did they really?
Why aren't you dead? Oh, yeah, they do it all the time.
They run in front of you, when you're filming shit?
Yeah, they get in the background, hey. In fact, in my Universal video, I left one in. Someone was, waving and being a douche.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Because
people
are douches.
I can understand.
Why don't people just fucking drink fucking cleaning fluids and let the world be better?
I can understand if you had a news thing, oh look, it's the news, because people want to be on the news, but it's it's some guy. I feel
you'll never see it.
I'm gonna ruin this guy's day. Oh, hey.
None of your friends will ever see it. You're just douching it up. Douche it up.
You must use the force.
Wow, you're a little late to that party.
I was watching it, and then I paused it, and I'm looking at it. We can record for 48 minutes. 48 minutes, 50... 48 hours, 53 minutes.
I was 48 minutes? Fuck, you need to clear some room.
No, 48
That's
hours.
Not a good sign.
We ready for the marathon Tancast?
No, we already did the marathon Tancast. We're never doing that shit again.
We can go for a world record, world longest podcast.
Well, if we do, we'll break it up into part one, part two, part three, because I'm never doing that again. That fucking 2 hours took forever to upload. I finally had to give it to Andy. I'm like, Andy, do things.
And how did you just use FTP, Andy?
Yeah, I just stuck it into a folder with FTP.
Tim could do that if he'd so desire.
I don't have access to FTP, to the FTP for our site.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I could have given Tim access, but then exactly. I would have to explain it.
Okay.
I know how to use a fucking FTP, douchebag. I was a webmaster. Don't patronize me. I was the master of the web.
You're the master of baiting.
Second only to Spider-Man in mastering webs.
And apparently second only to Spider-Man also in dancing gay.
I took that championship.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Yes, we know what you were referencing. You didn't have to sing it.
I know, but it was in my head, and I had to sing it.
So, Andy, how come they decided not to do the in-person interview? Do you know?
Because a lot of people at the company already knew me, so flying me out for, $1,000 just seemed like a waste.
Gotcha.
To me, too.
But what made it seem like a good idea at first?
Miscommunication.
Crazy.
So... Tim, none of this can go in the Tancast, but just so you guys know, it was...
I'm putting it in!
So, yeah, the dude who was acting as my recruiter to start with, because of... Apparently she was super busy, and she got handed that off, and then on top of all of that...
Tim, are you drinking something?
No, I was snoring.
Oh, it sounded like something wet.
Tim was snoring while slobbing his penis.
I think that's what it was.
Anyways, yep. Monday morning, early ass, 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that. If we're going to do it on Wednesday, I still need to know what the schedule is.
And she wrote back, listen, Captain Attitude, go fuck yourself. It's our job. You'll get to know when you get to know.
So she writes back and says, yeah, Wednesday will be fine. I'll give you the final schedule. Tuesday afternoon for me. It was Tuesday afternoon for her, too. So, yeah. I said, at this point...
Can you close the door?
Wrap it up!
I know. Fuck you. Just
Jesus Christ! Fucking Jesus Christ!
You know what? Oh, kiss my ass. How about that? There, I wrapped it up.
And this time that Eddie's been talking, me and Steph made a baby. She's due tomorrow. Oh, that made me laugh. That was funny. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, I told you, I wrapped it up. You both can suck my ass. There, I'm done.
That was not funny.
Good story.
Yeah, excellent story.
I feel like I was there.
I hope you get the job.
Yes, me too.
I wish you all the best of luck, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, I'm recording already, motherfucker.
Oh, that's sad. I missed all that. On my end, anyway.
After that delicious goodness we missed, I was like, well, I better start recording.
Delicious goodness.
Does Stephanie have a season pass?
Yes.
To design?
She does. She did not come down on her birthday, though, and get her free gift card.
That dirty fucking whore.
Even though she had the day off. It was Martin Luther King Day. She could have fucking been down here.
We had kind of caught a little bit of wind of, you know, people looking nervous and a lot of managers meeting and stuff. And us, you know, when we'd ask them, hey, are you guys meeting a lot because you're talking about upcoming layoffs? Because it's like right before the end of the year. And we got like, no, you know, we're meeting about this, we're meeting about that, whatever. Yeah, apparently they lied.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah. My manager sat down with me one day and was like, you know, I've noticed from your attitude with, you know, a lot of the stuff that's been going on with the company lately, that you just really seem to be unhappy to be here. Like, you know, you've been displeased with stuff that's going on for a while, but it's just really starting to show that you just don't... I'm starting to wonder, you know, do you even want to be here? And I looked her dead in the eyes and said, you know, I don't want to lie to you. I don't know. And I really don't know that I still want to be here because, you know, every day it's like, you know, I don't look forward to coming here anymore.
How to lose your job with Andy, Mysterious Andy.
Why do I lose your job? We'll give you the tips.
You know what?
Your boss, I don't know if I really want to be here anymore.
You give me a time machine and you send me back to that moment. Actually, knowing what I know now, if you give me a time machine and you send me back to that moment, I would be more truthful with her.
You'd be like, listen, fuck cunt. Yeah. I'll tell you we can do this fucking job.
Yeah,
you can shove it in your fucking disease snatch while I shit in your mouth.
No,
boom!
I wasn't pissed off at her.
Then kick over a computer on your way out.
I saw her still as, you know, part of the problem because there's this, you know, culture of mediocrity there. And this culture
meteors?
Of... there's a, you know, a culture of maintaining the status quo even when the status quo is obviously broken. So, oh, well, that's just how we've always done it. Well, it's stupid, and it's not any less stupid because it's been stupid for all time. In fact, it's more stupid because it means nobody until me has come along shaking people and gone, this is fucking nuts, stop it.
Oh, they were there. They just laid him off.
Yeah.
The guy who had your job before you actually mentioned it.
But now I don't have to ever look at that software again. Yay.
You tell him, Negro.
Yeah, I tell
him. Shall we get started?
Yes, we shall.
All right. Let's do the countdown.
Yep.
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1.
Cock.
Did Tim not say it?
Yeah, I did. I just said it quietly.
Cock. Oh.
I'll hear it.
Cock.
You kind of fucked up my timing there.
Who did?
You did.
Well, let's do it again. I don't want to fuck it up. Let's do it again. In 3, 2, 1. Cock! Wait, why are you counting? Don't count.
I don't
count.
Know. No, it's now fucking up my timing. Ass clown.
I got into the groove.
Don't get in the groove. Stay out of my groove.
I was in the groove. Count
in your head like you learned in fucking kindergarten. Should you do it one more time or is that good enough?
I'll have to... Well, I don't know. Do you think you were off?
No, I think I was on.
All right. I'm not worried about
your
it.
Mama!
Yep, right on that ass.
I'm taking Monday off. Let me think about that.
Nice.
And what are you going to do?
Oh, nothing, really.
Woo! Noah is a wild man.
Tell them all to suck it. Tell them they can suck it down. Tell them what if they can suck it. Is a big fat wad to come.
Who the fuck is Tom Anderson?
I don't know, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, MySpace. Yeah, fuck that guy. That whole stupid, retarded fucking thing of, you know, they want to show you who's in your network. But then they make Tom everybody's goddamn friend, so everybody in the goddamn thing is in your network. What's the point?
Well, even if you delete Tom, everybody's in your network.
Because one of your friends won't have deleted Tom.
Oh, is that the case?
Yeah.
Oh, I always wondered why everyone's in my network.
Yeah, so-and-so is in your network. Because Tom's in everybody's fucking network. There's always one ass clown that you're friends with that's still friends with Tom. Because they think it's a novel or something.
I'm still friends with Tom, just because why the fuck not?
Well, so you're responsible for making sure that everyone's in my network.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who's already recording?
What?
Am I the only one who's already recording?
I'm recording.
Andy's not recording? What the fuck, faggot?
Now I'm recording.
See, now he's recording.
Faggot!
You relax.
Faggot!
You relax.
All right, faggot.
All right. Faggot. Yeah, man. I'm relaxed.
I'm a relaxed guy calling you gay.
Have you been watching My Name Is Earl?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Why?
Randy, he was like, he took like some steroids and was getting like all Hulk-like and kind of made noises like that.
Fuck that show.
Oh, how's your Mac, Andy? You love it? You want to sit up?
I hump it daily. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Not helpful, Tim.
Kinda.
I can hear you okay. I don't know about Tim.
Huh?
Tim's just a faggot.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Andy's a faggot?
Are you recording on your MacBook? No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I don't have it all set up quite yet.
What do you need to set up? It sets up itself, man.
I just gotta put Audacity and Skype on there. I haven't done that yet.
Dude, you had a week to do it!
I've been doing other shit.
You've been doing nothing.
It takes 5 seconds.
Don't lie to me and yourself. Doing other shit.
I have.
Lies!
Liar. You big, fat, white, pasty, hairy liar. Tim likes that. Because he's a faggot.
Faggot, faggot. Faggot, faggot. By my butt. Anybody remember how to do this? It's been a while.
No. Who are you guys?
I'm Batman.
No, you're a faggot.
Batman.
So, Tim, did you cry like a little bitch at Star Trek?
Why would I cry?
I don't know. You were crying at fucking regular Star Trek. You were tearing up.
Oh, what was that? That was when Kirk died. That's sad.
There was some sadness.
There's no
sadness. Hope. Nothing.
I was like, quiet. You suck.
I don't suck because I didn't say anything.
You almost did.
I know, but I caught it. So, now I don't suck.
You suck.
Well, I don't think I ruined anything. I mean, I'm sure you can figure that something is going to happen that could cause someone to cry. So, I guess it's going to be like, hey, happiness.
Shall we start the show? We're wasting all this good Star Trek talk.
We could do scene unseen.
That's what I was thinking. We could do scene unseen. We're not going to ruin it, you stupid douche. Not my fault you can't deal with a sickness.
Down with the sickness!
Ooh. I've been recording.
I've been recording too, you faggot! You like that?
Delicious lung butter.
You like that venom? I said,
I did.
Faggot!
Faggot! I hate you!
There's no need for all this. No need.
I'm going to tell this story, and Tim can go ahead and edit it out if I don't get permission to relay it. But my wife was trying to, like, poke me in the stomach to make our son laugh. So I only had, underwear and a t-shirt on, so I whipped my dong out and hit her in the head with it.
Oh!
So she poked me in the stomach again, so I laughed her in the head again.
That's something a child should not see!
He doesn't know what he's looking at.
He'll remember it. His subconscious.
No, it's so disturbed.
When he grows up, if he ever sees you naked, he's going to start cringing. Like, don't hit me in the face.
Not in the face.
No, mommy, no.
Oh, I hope he's never gay. No! My dad used to hit Mommy in the face! It was horrible!
I want the penis, and yet I fear it!
Poor, conflicted little outbreak monkey. Someone called Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
Yes. Oh, man, have you guys heard that a lot of those U.S. torture memos and stuff, a lot of the people...
Mention Jack Bauer?
Yes!
Yes, I have heard that.
Yeah, or like heads of psychology associations that were being brought in on it, and like, you know, questioned about, you know, can you guys support this and blah blah blah. Talked about their addiction to 24 on this mailing list that's the mailing lists or you know email mailing list. Its archives are now have been made public by somebody who was a whistleblower and are embarrassing a lot of people because of shit that they wrote on there about like well on 24. Really, the gravelly guy on 24 who shot a friend of his in the head a couple of times on a couple of different seasons? And this is the show where people die and are, like, resuscitated multiple times in a 24-hour period.
Not only that, they do vigorous activity in between that time.
I thought 24 was a documentary. You tell me it's not?
And really, just because it actually works for Jack Bauer doesn't mean it works anywhere else. It's the difference between what we in the business like to call fiction and
like,
what we
yeah,
in the real world like to refer to as facts.
Or reality.
Yes.
Like, it works for Jack Bauer because it needs to work for Jack Bauer in order for this to get wrapped up so that there's a major cliffhanging event exactly at the hour change every hour.
You'd think after a couple of days of this, Jack Bauer would be watching his watch at, like, about 5 to the hour and just be like, oh, fuck, I'm going to go hide somewhere.
Something shitty's going to happen.
I think they should, next season, they should start the show not at blank o'clock. It should be, like, blank 27 or something like that. And then every week it's like 26, 26, 27. So every episode ends in the middle of the hour.
You know what would be even better is if they totally lampshaded what's been going on in all the previous episodes, and at the 00 time period, Jack just starts acting really nervous and nothing happens. Like it's been subconsciously beaten into him that whenever the he's that dun 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 in the background, he's got a cringe.
I think they should change it to 5-minute increments. Call it 60 minutes.
And get Maury Safer in there. Andy Rooney's eyebrows can play the terrorists.
That about does it for the lost audio portion of the show. Now it's time for a special edition of 10 Laughs!
10 Laughs!
That's right, it's not just 10 laughs from the three usual idiots, me, Andy, and Noah. It's 10 laughs sent in by you, the listeners, and we've got a lot of special celebrity guests this episode. So we'll get right to it with your usual gang of idiots. Here's my 10 laugh. Yo mama is so fat, she was born on September 8th, 9th, and 10th! Boom! And we got a tan laugh from our good buddy Andy.
Hey, all you tan casties and tan nasties out there, you tan fans, you sick fuckers. This is Andy, so here comes my tan laugh. Da, 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 da. How many babies does it take to paint a house? It depends on how hard you throw them. What's funnier than a dead baby? A dead baby in a clown costume. Oh, here's a horrible one. What's red and yellow and screams? A peeled baby in lemon juice. The worst and sickest part is my little baby son is being adorable right downstairs. They've even got the door open right now because he's down there almost entirely unattended. He's strapped down. We got him in a little baby straitjacket, so he's okay. All right, Tim. Hope you have fun editing this piece of shit. Kisses.
And we're wrapping it up with a 10 laugh from our good buddy Noah.
What's the difference between peanut butter and jam? You can't peanut butter your dick up someone's ass.
And now we're starting the celebrity section. You can find all the links, you can links to all these guys and gals in the show notes. Our first one of the guys who runs his own podcast, one of the inspirations of Tancast. We've fallen in before he started Left Field Cinema. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you kind enough to donate a joke to Tancast 50th episode, Mike Dawson.
Hello, my name is Mike Dawson, and I run the Left Field Cinema movie review podcast.
and I've been invited by Tim to read out a joke on the Tancast. I say read out, so I'm actually just going to recite it from memory, so it might have a few ums and ahs in there. But before I begin, I'd just like to say congratulations to Tim and the Tancast for reaching your 50th episode. Congratulations, you win a year's supply of condoms, which in your case is four. So on to my first joke. Recently, I was at a seminar about linguistic possibilities within the English language. And at that seminar, the professor was describing a double negative. Now, as most of you know, a double negative is where you have two words which are negative in connotation, which then is considered bad grammar within English. It's not sort of the thing you're supposed to write. It sounds wrong when you read it out. It's just not the way you're supposed to do it. So the professor was basically demonstrating how in other languages a double negative can actually mean a reinforced negative, as in it's really, really negative. I mean, not just proper, like, negative, negative. But then explaining that in some languages, a double negative actually cancels itself out, and it is, in fact, a positive. But then elaborated even further to say that in no language across the globe could two positives be read as a negative. To which I said, yeah, yeah. So in case you didn't know, that was my first joke, and if you didn't understand it, then you probably ought to read more. My second joke is a little bit more pubby, it's a little bit more working man. It's also a little bit North American influence, which I think is appropriate given that I'm doing this for a North American podcast. Second joke, okay, the Lone Ranger is riding through the desert. Stop me if you've heard this. No, don't, because you can't, because I recorded this before you even heard it. The Lone Ranger is riding through the desert, and he comes across a group of Native Americans, but for the purposes of this, we'll call them Indians. I know that's horribly unpolitically correct. Is that a double negative? Shit, I'm going back to the old joke. Anyway, so yeah, he comes across a bunch of Indians. Yeah, they're called Indians because Christopher Columbus thought he was in India, so whole people have named Indians because some Spanish guy got lost. Anyway, the Indians say, "You, white man, you've been destroying our land. You're a real bastard. You're a real cretin. We don't like you, and we're going to kill you. But we are an honorable people, so we're going to give you one wish before we do." So the Lone Ranger says, "Okay, fine. Can I speak to my horse?" The Indians say, "Of course, yeah, that's a very unusual request, but we'll grant you anything." Lone Ranger goes over, pulls the ear down of his horse and whispers in his ear. The horse bashes off, darts off at the speed of light, comes back seconds later with a beautiful blonde on its back. The blonde jumps off the horse, jumps onto the ranger and fucks him senseless. The Indians are just completely taken back by this. They can't believe it. What an amazing horse. It gets the guy laid. Absolutely incredible. Unbelievable. So impressed are the Indians that they say to the Lone Ranger, "You know what? We're going to give you a second wish." So the Lone Ranger says, "Okay, fine, guys. I'd like to go over and talk to my horse again, if that's possible." They say, "Yeah, sure, go ahead. I wonder what it's going to do this time." So the Lone Ranger goes over to his horse. He pulls down the horse's ear. He whispers in the ear again. The horse darts off and seconds comes back with a beautiful brunette on its back. This time the brunette jumps off, fucks the Lone Ranger senseless, gets on and rides off again. The Indians are absolutely gobsmacked. This horse is incredible. Where do we find one like this? Lone Ranger says, "I know, it's amazing." And they say, "Look, we're going to give you one more go. We want to see this again. Go on, talk to the horse." So Lone Ranger goes over to the horse, pulls down his ear and says very quietly, "Look, you fucking idiot. I said, get me a posse." I can almost hear the tumbleweed blowing around the Old West as no one laughs at that joke. Anyway, on to my last joke. Now, this one is one that, again, Americans should appreciate. I've modified it. It's actually originally a British joke, but I've changed some of the locations to make it more accessible to those of you in North America. So, here goes. The New York Yankees, they need a new player. They're looking for a new star batsman, and their talent scout is out trawling through backwater South America looking for some hidden gem underneath some rock of some poor and impoverished town. And down in Venezuela, he finds one. He finds a batsman playing with a stick of wood and hitting a small cat. But he's got the talent. He has got the it factor, the wow factor that's going to make him an absolutely amazing batsman. The scouter says, "You are signed on to the New York Yankees, my friend. You're going to come with me, this young bright player. Can't believe his luck. It's amazing. The New York Yankees, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. So he signed on for a year. He goes off. He plays games against all the other teams. He runs so many home runs. He beats records for home runs. They can't believe it. It's absolutely fantastic. He's had an incredible year. They win the big match at the end of baseball seasons. I don't know what it's called. And he's elated. He's absolutely fantastic. He runs to the telephone. He grabs the phone. He picks it up. He calls his mum and he says, Mum, I won the World Series. It's amazing. I've beaten the record for home runs. It's absolutely incredible. It's absolutely amazing. His mother on the other end of the phone says, well, I'm glad you're happy because while you've been gone, your father's been mugged and beaten up. Your sister's been raped. Our house has been burnt down. We've lost all of our money. Everything's gone absolutely to pot. But I'm glad that you're having a great time being a baseball player. That's wonderful. The boy is absolutely distraught. He says, Mum, I can't believe this has happened. I'm so sorry. And his mum says, well, you should be sorry because it's your fault we moved to New York in the first place. Thank you very much for listening. I hope the jokes haven't been too painful. And back to the boys.
Keeping with the UK-themed podcasts, we got a joke from Luke Wally from the Ice Podcast. Nice enough to donate a joke. Take it away, Luke.
Yo, this is Luke, one of the posts from theicepodcast.com, and this is my joke for Tankcast's 50th episode. Alright, it's a nowhere-inspired one, so... Yo mama's so old, when I told her to act her age, she died.
But we're not even done with the Ice Podcast. Luke teamed up with Chris Krugel, also from the Ice Podcast, and gave us two more jokes. Take it away, guys.
Okay, these are two more jokes for Tamcast's 50th episode from the Ice Podcast. I'm Luke Wally.
And I am Chris Krugel. Edward walks out of a bar, stumbling back and forth with a key in his hand. A cop on the beat sees him and approaches.
Can I help you, fella?
Asks the cop.
Yes, somebody stole my car.
Edward replies. The cop asks,
okay, where was your car the last time you saw it?
It was at the end of this quay.
Edward replies. At this point, the cop looks down to see that Edward's penis is hanging out of his trousers. The cop asks Edward,
hey buddy, you were you exposing yourself?
Edward looks down sadly and moans,
Oh God, they got Julie too.
Joke number two.
A husband always insisted on making love in the dark. After 20 years, his wife turns on the light, finds him holding a vibrator. She goes ballistic.
You impotent bastard! How could you lie to me after all these years?
The husband looks her straight in the eyes and calmly says,
I'll explain the toy, you explain the kids.
That was the Ice Podcast, and that was a tan laugh. Happy 50th episode! Andy, Noah, and Tim.
Just when you thought Tancast was a completely classless and worthless endeavor that no one of any importance listened to, we have a joke sent in from a published author. That's right, the author of the new novel, Teetering on Disaster, available now at Barnes & Noble and online, and at the link in the show notes, I give you a joke from Michaela Renee. Take it away, Michaela.
So, what did the fish say when he swam into the cement wall?
What did he say?
Damn.
We now have a joke from a professional actress. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Heidi Caldwell.
Okay. What's Irish and sits outside in the summertime?
What?
Patio furniture.
And now, a group of comedian friends of mine were nice enough to donate jokes to the show. You may remember us talking about Roe in one of our earlier episodes, Big Ass Roe, or JayLenoStoleMyJoke.com. Well, here she is, Roe Della Grazie.
Oh, do you want me to say my name? Or no?
Yeah, okay. Say whatever you
want. Okay, I'm Roe. I'm here with Simbab, and I love him. I'm one of his best comedy friends. He doesn't know that, but here's my joke. Okay. A blonde walks into a telegram place, and she goes, I'd like to send a telegram to my mom. And the guy goes, okay, well, that'll cost $300. And she goes, I don't have $300, but I'll do anything to send a telegram to my mom. And he goes, anything? She goes, anything. He goes, all right, come in the back. So she goes in the back. He goes, now get down on your knees. So she gets down on her knees. He goes, now unzip my pants. So she unzips his pants. He goes, now pull out my dick. So she pulls out his penis, and she holds it in her hands, and she puts her mouth up to it and goes, hello, mom?
Nailed it.
And now a good friend of mine and fellow comic book nerd and just
nerd in general, and great comedian, Mr. Ron Swallow.
A duck walks into a bar, goes up to the bartender, says, "Hey, got any crumbs?" Bartender's like, "No, I don't have any crumbs. We don't serve ducks here. Get out of here." Duck comes back the next day, goes up to the bartender, says, "Hey, got any crumbs?" Bartender's like, "No, I don't have any crumbs. Why don't you get out of here?" Duck comes back the next day. It's like, "Hey, got any crumbs?" Bartender's like, "You come in here one more time, ask me for crumbs, I'm gonna nail your beak to this bar." Duck leaves, comes back the next day, goes, "Hey, got any nails?" Bartender's like, "No. Got any crumbs?"
There's a guy, not only a great comedian, but a guy I've had the chance to make a couple videos with. You can find them at funnyordie.com/Tomaszewski. John Tomaszewski.
Hi, this is John Tomaszewski, about to serve up some great street joke. My grandma told me this one, and it's for real. Alright, black woman and a white woman sitting next to each other on an airplane that's about to go down. White woman starts taking off all of her jewelry and taking it out of her suitcase and putting it on around her neck, her ears, everything. The black woman looks at her and goes, like, "What are you doing?" White woman goes, "Hey, if this puppy goes down, I want them to see all this shiny stuff on her. Hopefully the rescue people will find me." All of a sudden, the black woman starts taking off all of her clothes. White woman goes, "What are you doing?" Black lady goes, "If this puppy goes down, the first thing they're going to look for is a black box. Hello!"
This is one of the first comedians I found in L.A., really got along with, and he's a great guy. You may have seen him, seen him and heard him recently on the Comics on Comics video podcast. I give you Sean A.X. Carr.
I'll do two. One's short, one's long. Here's a short one just off the top in case you want to use that. There's this old couple and they go on vacation. And they come back and they're entertaining their neighbors for dinner. And they say, "You know, one of the things we did is we went to this amazing restaurant. Probably the best restaurant I've ever been to. And I've been alive for like 70 years." And the other couple is like, "Really? Well, what was the restaurant?" He goes, "Hold on. It's right off the main street there. It's like a flower. It's a long flower. It's got thorns on it." They go, "It's a rose." He goes, "Rose! What was the name of that restaurant?" All right, that's the longer one. That's the shorter one. The longer one's like this. There is a bear and a squirrel, and they're walking through the woods. As you can imagine, it would take some time. And they both come upon a lamp, and they rub the lamp at the same time. And a genie comes out, and he says, "Well, you know what? Fuck it. There's two of you. I'm going to give you both three wishes." He goes, we'll work at whatever pace you want." And the squirrel's like, "All right, that's what I want. I want a motorcycle helmet." And he goes, "You get a motorcycle helmet." And the bear goes, What are you, an idiot? You can have anything you want. I want to be the most attractive male bear in history." And he goes, "Done. Because you're an idiot." No. Squirrel's like, "I will do whatever I want with my wishes. They're my wishes. All right? I wish for motorcycle gloves." He goes, "Okie dokie. Motorcycle gloves." Bear's like, "You're so fucking... Why do we hang out? I don't even understand anymore why we hang out. I wish I was the only male bear on the planet. Only female bears and me. See? That's how you make a wish. All right?" He goes, "Oh, yeah? All right." And he goes, like, "Okay, squirrel's last wish." Squirrel goes, "I wish the bear was gay." And he jumps on a motorcycle and drives away. I told it wrong, believe it or not. It's still kind of funny. All right, here you go.
Nailed it.
This next young lady is the producer of the upcoming show that you will see on your television someday, very soon, Backyard Comedy, Gail Gramlich.
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
What?
"How are you going to pick up peanuts with that?" Rock and roll.
Awesome.
And now one of the most often talked about contributors to the Tancast.com listener feedback section. I give you Joe from the UK.
"Three old ladies were sitting on a park bench when a streaker ran past. Two had a stroke. The third couldn't reach."
And now, Tancast's official number one fan, Mike, sends us a couple of jokes. Thank you very much, Mike. Take it away.
A professor is giving the first-year medical students their first lecture on autopsies. Decides to give them a few basics before starting. "You must be capable of two things to do an autopsy. First thing is that you must have no sense of fear." At this point, the lecturer sticks his finger into the dead man's anus and then licks it. He asks all the students to do the same with the corpses in front of them. After a couple of minutes of silence, they follow suit. The second thing is that you must have an acute sense of observation. I stuck my middle finger in the corpse's anus, but I licked my index. Little Johnny and his grandfather have gone fishing. After a while, Grandpa gets thirsty and opens up his cooler for some beer. Little Johnny asks, "Grandpa, can I have some beer too?" "Can you stick your dick in your asshole?" Grandpa asks back. "No." "Well, then you're not big enough." Grandpa then takes out a cigarette and lights up. Little Johnny sees this and asks for a cigarette. "Can your dick touch your asshole?" Grandpa asked again. "No." "Well, then you're not big enough." Little Johnny gets upset and pulls out some cookies. Grandpa says, "Hey, those cookies look good. Can I have some?" Little Johnny asks, "Can your dick touch your asshole?" Grandpa looks at Johnny and senses his trick, so he says, "Well, of course I can. I'm big enough." Little Johnny then says, "Well, then go fuck yourself. These are my cookies."
And now, not to be outdone, Bryce, Tancast number 3 fan, sends us a couple of jokes as well. Give it to us, Bryce.
Hey, this is Bryce, and I have a joke for Tan Laughs. What do 10,000 batter women have in common? Give up. They don't listen. Pinocchio had a human girlfriend who would sometimes complain about splinters whenever they had sex. Pinocchio therefore went to visit Geppetto to see if he could help. Geppetto suggests he try a little sandpaper, you know, to smooth things out a little. So, Pinocchio skipped away enlightened. A couple weeks later, Geppetto saw Pinocchio bouncing happily through town and asked him, "How's the girlfriend?" Pinocchio replied, "Who needs a girlfriend?"
And now, we save the biggest surprise for last. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Henson from the Distorted View Podcast.
How do black women fight crime? They have abortions.
That's racist!
Yes.
Alright, that was a sham. Not only was that joke not submitted for us, it was horrible. But here is the actual surprise. 2 jokes that you were not expecting on this show. First off, one from my lovely wife, Danelle.
What's the difference between a light bulb and a pregnant lady?
What?
You can unscrew a light bulb.
Yeah.
So late.
And now, what is a first for our 50th episode, the first time Noah's wife Stephanie has ever recorded anything for Tancast, and we've got it. She's closing out this Tan Laugh section. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Stephanie. I'm Noah's wife. So the first joke is, your mom is so stupid, she bought a solar-powered flashlight. Okay, Noah wants me to read the second one.
Go ahead.
Your mom is so ugly, she can't even turn the vibrator on.
All right, bye.
And that's it. Thank you to everybody who submitted a joke. So I know some of you couldn't get them recorded, and we had problems. Van from Netcot was trying to record one. He had some problems, but we're gonna get Van on the show, and we want to thank everybody for listening, giving us a great 50 episodes. We're hoping we can come up with at least 50 more, or maybe 2, whatever it is, but we're going to try and keep it going. Thank you guys so much for listening and contributing. Thank you for writing on the on Tancast.com. Thank you for leaving us reviews at iTunes. Thank you so much for everybody who voted at Podcast Alley. Thank you so much for a great 50 episodes. We hope to see you again in another 50. Take it easy. Tancast.
So, Tancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content.
Tancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content.
When you hear this sound...
That is not recommended.
What is that? Oh, you're right. We're going to start over now.
You're great at this.
You know what? We were nominated for a podcast award. I don't need to hear
I continually am amazed by that. Fucking, we want more Tan Cats. That's incredible.
Whatever, memory. And we're back. So, Tan Cast contains vulgar and inappropriate content.
Tancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content.
It is not recommended for younger listeners.
It is not recommended for younger listeners.
When you hear this sound...
When you hear this sound...
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening...
if you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
My husband has a huge penis.
Husband has a huge imagination.
Aww. And penis. Big one.
Split and nipple tufts.
All right, we're done with this.